Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, IMEMC.org, for Thursday, April the 3rd, 2008. The Israeli army attacks southern Gaza, injuring 10, while in the West Bank, an Israeli settler injures a Palestinian youth. These stories and more coming up, stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources reported that 10 Palestinians were injured during an Israeli army invasion targeting Al-Qarara village in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. The Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of the Islamic Jihad, confirmed that two of the group's fighters were injured during the clashes that took place between the invading troops and the resistance. Palestinian media reports said that the Israeli force in the Qarara town attacked and searched homes and kidnapped 7 Palestinians, including a woman. Meanwhile, the Israeli army kidnapped 5 Palestinians from the northern part of the Gaza Strip. A dozen tanks, accompanied by a bulldozer, invaded the Sifa area just north of Beit Lahia town in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. The soldiers searched the local houses and forced their inhabitants outside while using loudspeakers. Meanwhile, the Israeli bulldozer destroyed farmlands in the area. In the West Bank on Thursday, an Israeli settler ran over and injured a Palestinian youth near the city of Nablus. Local sources and witnesses said that Kayed Abu Ras, 19, was walking towards the Hawara Israeli Army checkpoint located to the north of Nablus when an Israeli settler ran over him with the car. The witnesses added that the settler ran over the Palestinian youth and fled the scene. Palestinian ambulances transported Abu Ras to Nablus Hospital for treatment, where doctors said that he sustained cuts and bruises all over his body. Earlier on Thursday, the Israeli army invaded and searched homes in several parts of the West Bank and kidnapped 6 Palestinian civilians. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, IMEMC.org. This report has been brought to you by Louisa White and Ghassan Benoura.